Some 55 years ago, Edward R. Murrow and Fred Friendly took on the story of an Air Force Reserve officer who was fired because the government suspected his family had communist sympathies. The officer's name was Milo Radulovich, and he died this week. Murrow and Friendly reported his story on the CBS program See It Now. That show, in turn, became the centerpiece of the film Good Night and Good Luck.
There's a story here in the Detroit News in Dexter, Michigan. Kid named Milo Radulovich.
Italian?
Irish. Air Force kicked him out because his dad read some Serbian newspaper.
His dad a communist?
I don't know.
Who brought the charges?
Air Force. Charges were in a sealed envelope. Nobody saw them.
Not even at the hearing?
He was declared guilty without a trial and told if he wanted to keep his job, he had to denounce his father and his sister. Thank you, Natalie.
His sister?
Yeah, he told him to take a hike. Let's send Joe and Charlie down there, see if he's any good on camera.
That's David Strathairn as Murrow and George Clooney as Friendly. A month after the CBS story aired, the Air Force backed down. We hear more now from Michigan Public Radio's Rick Pluta.
It was a raw demonstration of the power of television. CBS viewers flooded the network and its sponsor with 8,000 letters and telegrams supporting Radulovich. Although Senator Joseph McCarthy wasn't mentioned on the show, it was seen as an early blow against the Red Scare. At the time, Radulovich was attending the University of Michigan on the GI Bill, studying to be a meteorologist. In a 2005 radio interview, Radulovich said he had no choice but to fight the government.
It was very difficult to come to that rationale. I consulted with my father and my sister and asked them if they had any objection to publicity and so forth, and they said, absolutely not. We have nothing to be ashamed of. We're all good Americans. You go and do what you have to do.
Michael Ranville, who wrote a book about Radulovich called To Strike at a King, considers the tale a classic American story.
Because here was a common man standing up to City Hall and fighting and winning. For the longest time, he paid the price for having stood up.
Radulovich never finished his degree at the University of Michigan. He had trouble finding work. His marriage broke up. Eventually, though, he found jobs in California and in Michigan in meteorology. Radulovich said his story shows what Americans are capable of when presented with the facts.
If you give people freedom, well, you better just be willing to accept what the people say. The people. That's an overused phrase, but I believe in it.
Radulovich's funeral will be held in California. His family is also planning a service in Michigan, where he won notoriety taking a stand against McCarthyism. For NPR News, I'm Rick Pluta in Lansing, Michigan.